Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hey, Mike Lynch here.
Hey, and I'm Patrick Harris.
You probably like baseball, which is why you're listening to this. This is the Hot Corner Podcast.
Well, I kind of like baseball. I guess I'll tune in.
Baseball's pretty neat, so thanks for listening. This is brought to you by your local Les Schwab Tire Center.
Doing the right thing since 1952.
Woo, baseball!
The American pastime.
That ball is going to be out of here. It's gone. It's 7-15. There's a new home run champion of all time, and it's Henry Aaron.
In real time.
Lindor drives it to deep right. Goodbye. A grand slam.
Baseball stories, scores, and more.
High drive, left field. Going back at the wall.
This is the Hot Corner with Harrison Lynch, a deep dive on baseball and the hottest topics in sports.
As you know, Monty, Vaughn's been working on a couple of new pitches, the Eliminator and the Humiliator, to complement his fastball, the Terminator.
I heard that.
Dynamite drop in, Monty, and broadcast school has really paid off.
Now here are your hosts for the Hot Corner, Patrick Harris and Mike Lynch, on 1080 The Fan.
Welcome into the Hot Corner, for it must be a Wednesday, as, baby, you know, when I take you out and get some drinks, get a little food, a little pasta, it's always a Wednesday.
What on earth is happening?
Well, I looked at Louisville on the board, and I thought I'd get sexy. Louisville could use a little sexiness.
What right on now. Earth are you? What? Where is the Louisville connection to sexy and then pasta? Why?
Well, because Louisville, you know, they
like... Who's winning? What is occurring?
I know exactly what he's referring to.
Yeah, Louisville had a brothel, man. Let's get sexy here, man.
Why pasta?
Who because wants,
pasta sexy? Yeah.
No, because Patino likes his Italian restaurants.
Yeah, man.
Oh, you're talking about, you know, well, it was a smoky room and it was after 9/11 and...
Technically, Patino likes his Italian restaurant's bathrooms, if you know what I mean.
I do.
Yeah.
I just figured well, Patino's gone. He had his whole little... presser today how he's innocent, which is such BS.
That stuff's so crazy to me. I grew up loving Rick Pitino.
Which is weird in itself because he's a sleazeball scumbag who cheats.
Says a man who roots for Syracuse.
Wow. Touche, I suppose.
Just throwing that at you, Mike. I know a lot of guys.
I would not consider Jimmy Boeheim in the exact same...
That love college basketball, that think Jimmy Boeheim... another guy that I immensely love, that I think Jimmy Boeheim is a fantastic coach. I like the Syracuse zone. I think he's a cool dude, but a lot of people do not like Boeheim.
Well, they don't like him because he's cantankerous. He's an old man.
Cantankerous.
Good word, right?
Don't throw words at me, Michael.
Rick Pitino is actually like greased up sleazeball mafia man. Jim Boeheim's just old. People don't like him because of that. He's a curmudgeon.
Yeah.
Cantankerous curmudgeon. How about that for good word alliteration?
Didn't you guys get, investigated by the old NCAA?
Yeah, we did. We did. And guess what? That's over now.
How does it feel to be investigated by an organization that is the most corrupt organization looking into if you are corrupt?
It feels pretty bad considering other schools who were way more corrupt than Syracuse was in that situation got off with literally no punishment.
North Carolina.
Miami.
Kentucky. And, Memphis.
And, so Syracuse wrote some papers for some students.
They wrote papers and didn't create a program.
They get scholarship reductions and they get fined and they get wins vacated. And I know North Carolina, look, because that major was available to everybody.
Everybody,
not just the students. You're fine. You're fine. fine.
If you think about it, you know, the NCAA is like a straight mafia. You know, it's an absolute mafia, especially in college basketball. And when you try to run a program as a mafia and the mafia starts looking into you and telling you your actions are morally unsustainable, how do you handle that?
You handle it by saying, I agree, sir. Yes, sir. I will certainly pay you the money that I owe you every single month as long as you keep taking my garbage away. Thank you. That's what you say to the mafia.
Isn't that crazy? Like, Mark Emmert has to be the most dirty dude in all of sports, right?
Is there anybody? He was told about the Michigan State stuff like 7 years ago.
Right, right. Who is more dirty? Who's the most dirty person in college sports? It's got to be Mark Emmert.
John Calipari.
We're just going to stick with Calipari.
Yeah.
Why is that?
Because he's going to take down three programs in his wake.
I actually find that more impressive than anything. The fact that you can take down three programs and still get jobs.
Yep.
Like, if Kentucky goes down, dude, he's just going to be the coach of the Knicks.
He's going to be UCLA next. He's going to go right to UCLA.
They're going to fire Alford and hire Calipari because they don't care.
And then UCLA is going to start winning again. They want to get back to winning, right? And then they'll take down UCLA.
So four college programs.
Yep.
He could be the first man to take down three and then be the first man to take down four.
And then at that point, he'd have to settle for going to DePaul. But then he'd build DePaul up, and then he'd get taken down again.
He should go back to UMass. UMass is like, you know, we'll let bygones be bygones. It's like if Mike Leach were fired at Wazoo, I'd go hire Mike Price, just personally.
You would not do that.
I would.
Why?
Quarterback you.
Go hire Tony Bennett instead to be your football coach.
Now that would be rad.
Defense wins championships. Tony Bennett comes in.
That'd be rad.
You guys give up like 10 points a game.
I know everybody's like, press Virginia. I'm like, you should go watch just UVA. Cool. Those guys play press the whole time? Yeah, they're tired at the end of the game. The VA guys, they ain't tired.
Nope.
It's just 46-25. That's my kind of jam. Michael.
What?
How are you?
I'm good.
Hi, Joe.
I'm ready to talk some baseball. You're in a loopy mood tonight.
Yeah, I don't know what happened to me.
Did you drink before the show?
Thanks for the delayed response there, Mr. Fisher.
I don't know. It seems like you wanted an answer or something from me. I'm like, well, what'd you do, bud?
That's the Rop thing. Rop always comes in and goes like, Patrick, did you drink before the show? And he's like, Patrick's like, no.
No,
I work didn't. In a brewery. I smell like hops.
Yeah, I didn't even work today. Yeah. Well, Rob doesn't even say that. I come in and Rob's like, dude, 6, 7 beers? How many you had today? And I'm like, dude, I haven't had any. He's like, cool, dude.
6 to 7 he, later, maybe. But
he like elbow bumps me like, I won't tell anyone. I like this. It's Calipari. Have you seen his hair from Zach in Portland?
That's what I meant about Patino. Slicked back. That's not anything about his slimy personality. I'm talking literally about his slick back hair. How can you trust anybody with hair like that?
I don't know, man, because they're all in college, dude. Everybody's cheating.
Everybody?
I mean,
Washington State cheating, Patrick?
No, not at all.
There you go.
Because if we're cheating, I'm really reconsidering where our money is being spent.
Although UW was probably cheating, and they won like 9 games last year. So,
in football?
No, in basketball.
Oh, yeah. Lorenzo Romar's a crook.
Correct.
Yeah. The greatest recruiter in the world that can't win games. Like, tell me about this. Like, how do you have like the 6th best recruiting class in the nation and you win 10 games? You can't even win a game in the Pac-12 tournament and you played Oregon State.
It's called the Ben Simmons syndrome. You got paid a lot of money, so now you're not going to try very hard because you're still going to go to the NBA. And Romar just couldn't coach.
Romar, it's like I hate the Huskies more than anything. Like, more than anything. Hazy IPAs, I hate those a lot, too.
Man, but they're big now.
I know, I hate them.
You guys have like 3 of them, too.
I just absolutely hate them. I just absolutely despise them. But the number one thing I hate more in the world is the Huskies. And I'm so glad Lorenzo Romar is gone from UW because I hate him so much. But it's like,
when you can't hate Mike Hopkins now, can you?
No, I can't. He's a good coach.
He's a good coach. He's a
good recruiter too.
Good guy. Great zone. Wonder where he got that from.
Yeah, right. They might go to the tournament this year.
Imagine if they go to the tournament and Syracuse doesn't.
Yeah, right.
We'd be livid.
Hey,
head coach in waiting leaves for UW because Boeheim's like, yeah, I'll still coach for 3 more years. And great.
Okay, cool. I'm out. I'll go to this weak conference. When Lorenzo left, it was kind of like when Sarkisian left from UW. I was kind of like, ha ha, go take that USC job, Sark. UW's never going to find a coach better than that.
In walks Chris Peterson.
In walks Chris Peterson.
In walks the Wazoo killer.
Yeah. Lorenzo Romar. Okay, deuces. They're never going to find a better recruiter than that guy. And Hopkins walks in and you're like, oh, crap. Ernie Kent's still my coach. I hate the Ducks, too. I hate the Ducks a lot.
It's not UW, though.
I'm willing to admit that it's UW number one, it's UO number two, and in walks Uncle Ernie. Like, the last thing I want is Uncle Ernie. When Uncle Ernie was at Oregon, we loved it because we were like, you're a terrible coach. I'm so glad you coach Oregon. And now...
now he's winning 12 games every year at Wazoo.
I shook his hand a year ago.
That must have made you feel dirty.
Did
you wash it afterwards?
Came into the restaurant and I was like, Coach, I know most people come up to you and say they love the Ducks, but this heart bleeds crimson. Okay. And I shook his hand.
He probably like, rolled his eyes. And
he, no, he looked at me and turd. He was like, go Cougs. And I was like, I hate you.
Right to his face. Right, I hate you. Walk away.
Not really, because he was spending like $200 at our place, so I couldn't say no. Oakley Dougley. Well, we are going to get into baseball tonight. There's, let's see, Eric Hosmer's got a new team. J.D. Martinez has a new team. Mike and I are going to get into a little bit of fantasy baseball tonight.
But not in the way you expect.
Not in the way you expect. I always talk to you guys about this keeper league that I'm in. Michael Lynch has joined said keeper league. And boy, things are getting testy. Testy on that front. So we'll get into that. You can also find us on Twitter. Mike's at Mike Lynch 27. You can find me P Diddy 085. Our fantastic producer, Mr. Joe Fisher. He's at Joe Fish 3. That's F-I-S-C-H 3. You can harass us and do all that kind of stuff. You can also text the fan text line 55305. That bad boy lets you interact with us throughout the entire show. But when we come back, pace of play is the new topic of conversation. And boy, people got some crazy ideas. We'll do that next. This is the Hot Corner on 1080 The Fan.
Can't stop the beat. I won't stop.
Won't stop.
Won't stop the beat and go.
This is the Hot Corner with Harrison Lynch on 1080 The Fan.
I remember 2008. It was great. Oh, I just realized, why are we watching this crappy college basketball game? We should be watching Olympics. Don't you know I came full circle, Mike?
I know. Last week we talked about it.
Yeah, and I've decided that I like the Olympics.
I know.
You don't care because you weren't here the week where I was by myself. It was me and Joe. I guess that makes me not by myself. But it was me and Joe. And I went on a rant for a good 45 minutes about why I hate the Olympics, and everybody freaked out, and now I love them.
I was drunk at Deschutes when you were probably doing that rant at that very moment.
Ooh, hey, Deschutes ain't a bad place to get drunk at.
That is not.
Yeah, those guys make good beer.
They've
been making good beer for like 27 years.
I know.
They're employee-owned.
I did not know that.
Yeah, they're employee-owned. Their employees get benefits.
Nice.
Deschutes is actually one of the best breweries to work for in this town. They Great. Take care of their employees.
Hmm.
Yeah, apparently people don't quit that job.
They just leave for better jobs?
No.
Oh.
No. Apparently people just work there. Like, if you're trying to get hired at Deschutes, good luck. There ain't no openings.
Hmm. Interesting.
Yeah. I've always heard Deschutes is a great place to be. They make great beer, so it makes sense to me.
That they do.
They're also like OG, OG, triple OG.
My favorite beer ever is from Deschutes.
The Black Butte?
The correct.
Yeah.
Black Butte Porter.
I know you enough, Mike. They're part of what we call the OG4.
Deschutes.
Mm-hmm.
Bridgeport.
Yep.
Widmer.
Yeah, you're close. The fourth one will throw you off.
Rogue?
Nope.
Hmm.
Nope.
That was Joe and Patrick's ear, by the way, that he responded to.
Oh, sorry. think like I've got a lot of them.
That's why
everywhere.
That's why I guess Rogue.
They're everywhere.
Oh. And like vitamins.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go.
Yep. Those are the OGs. Those are the four OGs.
Interesting.
Yep. It's
good
pretty cool.
Beer knowledge.
Beer. We love beer.
Gonna have some when I get home.
I'm gonna have some in 10 minutes. Not really. So we're going to see some weird things in Major League Baseball this year. I guess they're not that weird. I don't want to like blow these up too much, but I do think it's worth talking about. There are some new things that are coming into Major League Baseball to address the, I almost want to call it like the dirty statement now of the words pace of play. I'm starting to think the words pace of play should just be like thrown into the Willamette. So we don't have to hear him ever again?
Well, as we have spoken about on this show before, many times, in fact, over the last few years, I am pro pace of play changes.
Okay.
I am a classic baseball fan, a classically trained baseball fan, if you will. And
you learned Tchaikovsky when you were a kid.
Yep.
Also known as Stan Musial.
Exactly. But as much as I don't want the game to change, personally, in fact, I hate the idea of the game changing, personally, I really, really want the game to survive forever. And
always and forever.
The average age of baseball fan is 54 years old, as I learned from Isaac Ropp today.
I learned that from Isaac Ropp, who learned it from Durden Sprague.
54. Average,
54.
Average baseball fan age.
That's crazy, Mike, because I am 32. How old are you?
I'm 27.
28? You're 28. I'm 32. That means there's a lot of, like, 70-year-olds out there averaging out the mean.
That's not a good thing if your average age of a fan is 54.
It's really bad.
So I would like the game to keep going and succeeding and not having any issues in the future. And there's a lot of money in baseball, and they're not hitting like a wall of losing money anytime soon.
$3 billion industry, number two in all of sports.
I just want to make sure that it's healthy. And I know that with my generation and with especially the younger generations, baseball is not as interesting as, say, the NBA, as basketball, right? Because of the pace of play.
I always say this, what basketball was really smart with, and I think we talked about this maybe 2 weeks ago when you were gone. What basketball did, the NFL and the NBA were at a crossroads. Both of them needed to decide, which direction are we going to go? Are we going to go entertainment or integrity of the game? And basketball, the NBA decided, we're going entertainment.
Yep. No hand checking allowed.
No hand checking. Like, let's promote the dunk, the
threes,
the lane, all that kind of stuff. And they just kind of were like, look, if you're going to sell out, we're going to sell out. And this is where we're going. This is what we want. We want to market.
The NBA is growing rapidly.
Rapidly. And it is, I would say the NBA is as strong as it's been since Michael left.
And I would say the NBA is currently the young person sport.
Agreed. The NFL, on the other hand, I think they chose poorly, not because of the choice they made, but because how they acted on it. They were like, we're going to keep the integrity of the game. But secretly, they were trying to do the entertainment. They wanted both. And they should have just stuck with the integrity of the game. To where baseball, because of the way baseball
NFL's is. NFL's different, though, because NFL, it reaches literally everybody, right? There's not
in America.
Right, that's what I mean. There's not an age range of people who don't like the NFL, right?
I mean, I'm 32. I don't like the NFL.
Right. There are select people who don't like the NFL, but
got it.
You know what I mean.
I'm being a troll.
Yes.
Oh, did you have more?
No, that was my point.
That
the NFL is a whole different beast where the NFL is just successful, right?
Yeah.
The NFL can kind of do whatever the hell they want to do. And at least right now, it's not going to matter.
But I honestly think that's why they're in the problem that they are in, whether it's Kaepernick or domestic violence or concussions or things like that. I think they're in that position because they wanted to, they chose at the crossroads, they chose integrity of the game, while secretly they really wanted the entertainment aspect instead of just going all in on the integrity of the game. Or they should have just gone all in on entertainment. Okay. That's what they should have done.
Yeah.
To where baseball has been one of those that is always going integrity of the game.
It has been behind almost every one of their moves.
Exactly.
Except for like adding the DH.
Now, one thing I will say is maybe baseball could learn something from the NFL in this aspect, is stay all in on the integrity of the game, but kind of secretly try to be more about entertainment. And that's what I see a lot of these pace of play ideas and solutions and new rules that are coming in, which we'll get into in 10 minutes or so. And that's kind of where I think the game should go.
Okay.
Because you know me, man. I've got a shotgun in my hand. I'm in a rocking chair on my front porch. I'm drinking a cold one, and get off my lawn. Do not change my game. That's kind of where I am.
Right. And that's what I was saying to you just before. That's me personally. But I would not be opposed to certain changes that don't fundamentally change the way the game is played, right? Pitch clock, for example. That doesn't fundamentally change anything. It just makes pitchers work faster, right? The idea of shortening the season, as brash as that may be to some baseball fans, that doesn't fundamentally change the game. It just changes the length of the season.
Uh-huh.
We talked about all sorts of different rules before. Mound visit rules, which are actually going in this year. That doesn't fundamentally change anything. It just helps the pace of the play pick up. So if we can keep the game the same in terms of the skill required and the lineup strategy and all that kind of stuff, we can keep that all the same, but we can tweak little things here and there. Again, doesn't have to be anything major. We've already been tweaking little things here and there, MLB has been tweaking little things here and there and seeing positive changes in terms of length of game. And hell, even juicing the ball potentially, even though they denied it.
Who?
The game didn't change. The ball's just going a little further.
So just get a little more dingers.
If those things are happening and making the game slightly more entertaining, slightly faster, over time, enough of those changes, I think, will have a positive impact. That's always been my take on this pace of play thing. Just do not fundamentally change the game, because that would really piss me off.
I 100% agree. And when we come back, I want to get into, there are some new rules that will be instilled in the upcoming baseball season, and even one that was kind of tossed around that we could get into for a minute, but we might just laugh at and say that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. And we'll do that next. More baseball pace of play. Gosh, I really hate this term, pace of play.
Like, what do you want to call it?
I want to call it nothing. I just want to get rid of it all.
Cool grudge noise.
Yeah, yeah. We'll do that next. But first, here's Joe with sports. .735 here, Portland sports leader. Don't you forget it.
One more time.
Is this Cher?
Nope.
I feel like Cher should be doing this song. Like if Cher did the Super Bowl and then she was like, cover time. One more time.
Wait. There it is. I missed it by half a second.
Well, it's auto-tuned, so in theory it could be anybody, right? Could be Little Joe for all we know. Yeah. Boy, does pace of play get some
well, of course it does. Going. Of course it does.
Why not come out of the dark ages and embrace tech and go aluminum bats and helmets for pitchers? That's Joe in St. Helens.
Is that sarcasm or real?
I hope it's sarcasm, because that sounds atrocious.
I'm busting up laughing, so I'm praying that it's sarcasm.
I hope it's sarcasm, because aluminum bats, somebody asked me the other day, they were like, hey, you follow baseball a lot, right? You do that baseball show? I'm like, yeah, man. They're like, Oregon State's going to be good this year. What do you think about them? And I go, do they still use aluminum bats? And they were like, yeah, but I mean, they're more like titanium. And they were like telling me about specs of bats. And I was like, are they wood? And he goes, no. And then I was like, I don't care. Like, I don't care at all. Like, in any way, shape, or form.
Sorry to disappoint you. But
yeah, like, I'm a diehard Wazoo kid. And if Wazoo was in the college baseball playoff, what is it, College Baseball World Series?
That would be it.
I'd be like, dope, go Cougs. And I'd watch, like, an inning of the game and be like, I can't handle this, and turn it off. If Counter-Strike and soccer are going to take over baseball, they're going to take over baseball. It's all built on a false premise. I feel like that sky is falling. Hey, if baseball's going to die, it's going to die, man. Can't stop the death, bro.
I don't. Well, first of all, let's, as much as I am pro esports, let's relax in the counter. I don't know if that's going to pass baseball.
At least Mike's kind of like, oh, I might be down, but I don't know if it's going to
not anytime
there.
Soon, at least. Although I will not lie, and I do think that the esports will eventually pass regular sports. I don't know when, but eventually. That could literally be 100 years. I don't know when. And then soccer, We'll see in the U.S. It's a slow build. It's a slow burn for soccer.
It's only the most popular game in the world. And I did watch two games simultaneously from today and that yesterday.
Riveting 0-0 between Man U and Sevilla, as someone would argue.
And that game sucked. Game sucked super bad.
But to you, BG, I know you're one of our P1s, but I don't disagree with that thought process. Like, if you enjoy baseball and it starts slowly dying, you don't care because you still enjoy baseball, right? Or I shouldn't say slowly dying. It starts losing fans.
You hit ball. You catch ball.
Right. It starts losing fans and maybe popularity. You don't care because it's the same for you. I agree with that. But I also don't want the sport to lose fans. So I think we can have it both ways, can't we?
I think we can have it both ways.
I think we can have it both ways where we still enjoy the baseball that we love and it's not Blarn's ball from Futurama. And we still enjoy the game, but it also helps other people stick around just from small tweets. I think we can have it both. I think we can have our cake and eat it too. I think it's possible. I really do.
I do like that you referenced that Futurama Blarn's ball.
Yep.
That is a multiple great episodes from that. The new rules that are coming in to help, quote, pace of play. We should text in the fan text line 55305. I'm looking for a new name for pace of play. I'm tired of the phrase pace of play. So if you can come up with something better, please just throw it at us. So here are the things going down. They are now limiting mound visits in games. 6 per team per 9 innings. Now, what I heard is that these are not pitching changes, correct? Right, Mike? Do you know what I'm talking about here?
No, say it again.
I'm pretty sure. So each team is limited 6 mound visits per 9 innings.
Yeah, I think that's
purely coaching
visits,
yes,
I believe.
They're non
catcher visits.
They're non what's the word I'm looking for? They're not pitcher changing.
It's
manager.
If it's a pitcher change,
the pitching
it doesn't
coach
count.
Coming
yes.
out to say something, or the catcher going out there, you only get 6, and they get 1 extra if you go into extra innings.
I have not read otherwise, so I'm going to assume that is the case. Yes, although I did read that Wilson Contreras said he's going to ignore the mound visit rule.
Well, because Wilson Contreras is an a-hole.
Well, he also goes to the mound like every 4 seconds.
Straight up. Full on. If Wilson Contreras were sitting in this studio right now, I would say, hey, man, why are you such an a-hole? By the way, I might trade for you in my fantasy keeper league and keep you. But why are you an a-hole? So that's that. There will be no pitch clock this season,
even
which
though
is
I'd
excellent.
Like to see that.
I mean, I would like the pitch clock as well. I think they need to fine-tune it a little bit before
we... Why? What do you want to be fine-tuned? It's 20 seconds, right? It's been in the minor leagues. It's worked. Pitchers move quicker.
Yeah, because
they're
somebody,
not walking around, touching the rosin bag. Just
because somebody like Justin Verlander, somebody like Justin Verlander is going to get real mad, and Mark Burley is going to be like, "You guys are a bunch of losers."
Yeah, just pitch faster.
I suppose that's true. Okay, you convinced me. Number two are commercial breaks. Basically, I feel like pace of play was like, we're going to try to find ways to speed up the game. And how about the commercial breaks are only 2 minutes and 15 seconds instead of four.
That'll work.
And we'll have umpires make sure that pitchers are pitching after 2 minutes and 15 seconds. And it's like, why don't you just tell, like, ESPN to quit running four-minute commercials in between innings? And so it's like 2 minutes, 15.
Yeah, but if you just tell the ESPN to quit running commercials, then and nothing else changes, then you're just back on the field with warm-up pitches. It's got to be in the actual game that does it. Because ESPN then will not run four-minute commercials because they'll be missing the game.
This is why Michael is my co-host.
So
that was great. That was excellent.
I would like that to be the case. Yes, let's make it a 2 minute, 15 seconds or whatever.
I totally thought it was just a shot at commercials.
No.
Because I hate advertisers and big TV and all that stuff.
Guess who's going to be forced to end their commercial sooner?
Any so it's actually in my favor.
Yeah.
So it's more of like, hey, this guy's going to pitch. So, yo, you idiots at Fox and TBS and WGN and ESPN, yo,
you wanna
these commercials
it?
Are over. Yeah. You're going to miss this? You're going to miss this first pitch? Because you know how mad people are going to be when that first pitch is a dinger in the sixth inning?
All of them?
In a World Series game? Someone's going to be real mad. I want to see that live.
Yeah, so these like are that. So far, these are all positive things, right?
So
they're
far,
not changing the way the game plays.
So far, I'm heavy.
They are just changing the speed of the things that are happening.
Okay. And lastly, the rule is in the ninth inning, if you are losing, you get to choose any three batters that show up. I'm just joking. That would be the worst rule ever created in the history of baseball.
Yeah, we talked about that on primetime, and Stuke tried to troll us into fighting with him, and he succeeded.
Yeah, he succeeded.
It was a stupid rule.
Yeah, we didn't want to get into that. Apparently,
we're allowing anything to happen now.
Yeah, apparently there was some talk about potentially saying if you're trailing in the ninth inning, when you come up to bat, you can just put whatever three batters you want in there. That sounds like the worst thing I've ever heard.
That sounds like cheating?
That sounds like cheating? I don't...
That sounds like it's against the spirit of the game?
That's like Shaquille O'Neal just gets hack-a-shacked, and instead we're going to put Kobe Bryant at the line because he makes better free throws. That sound all right?
Yeah. No, I saw the best example on the text line today. That's like saying LeBron James fouls out. The game goes to overtime, and the NBA goes, just
bring it back in.
You got 8 fouls now, LeBron. You got 2 more to give. You're good.
Yeah. You come back in. You
know, the game's more entertaining when you're in, so we're going to bring you back. No. Look, here was my argument against it, right? And I made it sound stupid when I did it on primetime. It's very simple. If you want Giancarlo Stanton to hit in the ninth inning and have an impact, have him hit in the eighth inning when he should have and not strike out so that batter 6, 7, and 8 are coming up after him.
Correct.
Have him be the one who hits the home run. Because guess what? That's just as exciting as if it happens in the ninth inning because it's still a game-winning home run.
I agree.
So come on. Stop that stupidity.
I really want to find somebody that's on the opposite side of us. I want to find somebody that thinks choose your own adventure in the bottom of the ninth is a good idea. I want to find that person. If you are that person, I want to find you so I can slap you. When we come back, a bunch of dudes got paid to play baseball, and I'm wondering if they even know how to play baseball. We'll do that next. This is the Hot Corner on Portland Sports Leader 1080 The Fan. Fish Sticks is in full effect right now.
You're better off alone.
This is pretty great.
I'm very much enjoying the new early thousands techno version of our music.
Well, the tough thing about it is, like, I know all these songs by ear, but title and stuff, like the song names.
That's
and
the hardest. I mean, yeah, like so the rock and hip hop, you can. You remember them from their names, but yeah.
Because those were not songs, at least in my experience, past and with friends, personally, words. That doesn't make any sense. I never had these on my MP3 players.
Right, that's
they
what I mean.
They just played on the radio and they played at parties. I had Rap and Rock on my MP3 player and I had to download them so I knew the name of the song.
Yeah, I want to listen to Juvenile and Deep Blue Something.
Mystical.
And
Danger.
Watch yourself.
Love that's how just right where we go for. Just start yelling.
Yeah. Well, Pharrell.
Show me what you're working with.
Pharrell's on that song, by the way. Nobody knew that Pharrell was. Everybody's like, this guy Pharrell, he's so great.
And this I was guy like, from the band.
I was like,
Clips?
Is that the guy from Shake Ya A from Mystical?
He was in Clips first, right?
Who's Mystical?
I had that CD with the album with literally just flames on the cover. It was just a fire.
Yeah.
But yeah, we never had those on our, we didn't make burn CDs with those songs, or I didn't, or my friends
didn't. Because you didn't know the names.
So I only know them from parties and the radio. So I know them. I could probably sing along to the whole song. Frankly, there's like five words. But
what was the name of that last song, Joe?
Better Off Alone, probably.
Better Off Alone? That's exactly right.
By who?
Again, I don't know. And I was literally just looking at it 2 seconds ago. So I'd have to jump back on my list here.
Now, I do have a request, but I'm not going to say the request on the air.
Ooh, I like this.
This
I
is
like
the
it.
Most popular, overplayed, and memed about song from that era. And I would like that to be our next rejoiner.
Eiffel 65 Blue.
Nope. All right. I had that whole album. I loved it. But
all right.
My Console, great song.
I don't even know what that is.
It's about playing PlayStation. It's one of their catchy songs. If Joe knows, I think he might know, but are you going to play it now?
No, I think I know what you're talking about, though.
Okay.
Yeah. And you'll have to get it in two breaks.
I know that's a tease, but the most popular, overplayed, and memed about song from that era.
Dope. Now I get two breaks because we got the update at the top. So I get two breaks to think about it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'm going to try to think about this.
I actually know the artist and the song name. But it's the only one I know by that artist and the song name because I don't know anything else by them.
Fatboy Slim, Rockefeller Shank.
Nope. Another good guess, though. But no.
Dang. Okay. Well, we have now, in 15 seconds, 2 minutes to make fun of Eric Hosmer for signing with the Padres. Well, no,
can we get to a text real quick?
Sure.
That I liked from last segment?
I mean, we really only need 30 seconds to make fun of Eric Hosmer for signing with the Padres.
Thoughts on electronic strike zone determining strikes ball?
Stop.
Seriously.
Stop.
This is something that will
this
be talked about.
This is my show, Michael. Actually, future. Not true. It's our show.
This is something that's going to be talked about in the future.
Okay.
Guaranteed.
Sure. Talk about it all you want.
So, thoughts?
I'll walk away from baseball.
That's a lie.
Yeah, that's probably a lie. we were talking about this in the break. Electronic strike zone. Mike, you're totally on point with saying that you want things to be right. We all want things to be right.
This was in the break I said this, by the way.
It's like the instant replay in football. You know, when you're seeing, did the guy get his toes in? And sure, the NFL instant replay is broken with the catch rule and all that kind of stuff. Sure, yes. But baseball, I don't think, creates themselves to be in such a convoluted form as the NFL is. But my problem is, what I love about baseball is the human element. It's always had the human element. And in the strike zone, sure, there might be superstar treatment. I view this, if you want the strike zone to be automated, then fouls in the NBA should be automated. Why does James Harden get a call that
I don't believe,
Rodney Hood does not get?
I don't believe it is as easy to have robots call fouls in the NBA based on the depth and of where it's happening, whereas the strike zone is a finite area that can be tracked. It's already tracked, right? If you watch MLB.com's game day, they've got the little 3D strike zone, and they show exactly the curve of the ball and where it hit in the strike zone, and then it'll say ball, even if it's in the zone, because it was following what the umpire said. Now, I actually happen to agree with you. I don't want an automated strike zone. One of my... The thing I said to you during the break is I do have a want for things to be right when it comes to calls in sports. But what I want more is the human element. So that outweighs it. I love the human element in sports. I love the arguments of bad calls or contested calls the next day in all sports. I love sitting there and looking at the strike zone and going, where's the ump calling the ball right now? Can we expect our pitcher to try to work the outside part of the zone because he's getting calls there? It adds to the strategy of it because it's not a robot. So I love that, and I don't want that to go away. So I that's where I sit on it. But I obviously it would be correct. You would always have the right call.
You had a line where you said the strike zone is a finite area.
Yes.
Since when?
Well, exactly. That's why people would argue against it.
That's why.
Is it's not.
The strike zone has never. They might show you some cool fancy box on ESPN or Fox during the World Series shows you where that ball landed in the strike zone. But that strike zone has never, ever, ever in the history of baseball, since before they let minorities play, since before there was television, since before there were actual leagues in the Civil War, that was never a finite area.
I agree.
And for that...
But the MLB tries to make it a finite area. They want it to be chest to knees or numbers to knees. And of course, you can move that because the height of the player would change the strike zone, even though umpires don't always follow that. So yeah, I think it would be fine in terms of getting the call right, but I would hate it personally.
Sounds terrible to me. Thoughts on Eric Hosmer real quick?
Hey, go take that money, man. You deserve it because you won a World Series and were a big impact player for the team, but holy crap, the Padres overpaid for a guy who was way overrated. That's my hot Eric Hosmer take.
I know.
Although the Royals were about to overpay the same thing. So,
as an Indians fan, it's like nice to see you leave, but it's also nice to see somebody that's extremely overpaid get overpaid by a team I ain't never going to worry about.
Yep.
Scott Boras seems to think they're going to be really good.
Meanwhile, Eric Hosmer's going to hit like 330 this year with 37 home runs just to shut us up.
I bet you Eric Hosmer hits 302 with 26 home runs and 96 RBIs.
Great. That's a good little season right there.
Can we mark that?
Did you by chance hear what Scott Boras had to say about the Padres?
That they had a molten lava of live lava talent or something like that. Something sure. That made no sense.
Yeah, like a volcano of hot talent lava.
Well, he had a lot of time to think about it considering all of his clients.
I did not hear that.
Considering all of his clients have not signed with teams. And speaking of a Scott Boras kid, J.D. Martinez has finally found himself a team for the same contract that was asked to him 2 months ago. I'm going to absolutely blow up J.D. Martinez for the second time on this program, and we'll do that next. This is the Hot Corner. That's Mike Lynch. I'm Patrick Harris. Joe Fisher behind the glass, 1080 The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.